North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to a Saturday morning edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am glad that you can join us today as I have special guest Scott Leeson to join me. Scott has been on The Mark Wyatt Show before, and just last weekend, he defended his world championship at the 2021 Adaptive Standing WWA Nautique World Wakeboard Championship. Now, for those of you who have heard Scott before, you know that he did this blind. You're going to hear more about that story in just a few minutes as I talk to Scott, as he shares about his competitions and his involvement with Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound. Before we get to Scott, I want to acknowledge a few people. A couple of days ago, Warrior, Alabama Police Detective Lee Glenn was shot in the line of duty, and he's currently recovering. We want to send out our best wishes to Detective Lee Glenn and his family as he recovers. And then yesterday, Sergeant Nick Reisner and Officer Max Dotson with Sheffield Police Department in Sheffield, Alabama, were involved in a shooting as well. Max Dotson is recovering at this time, and Nick Reisner has gone through surgery. Right now, Sergeant Reisner is fighting for his life. There will be a group getting together this afternoon at 2 o'clock to pray for Officer Reisner at the Vertillo Pizza and Grill in Sheffield, Alabama. They will be meeting on the sidewalk. There will also be a donation bucket at Vertillo for Nick and his family. So I hope you'll spread the word. If you can make it to Sheffield, Alabama at Vertillo Pizza and Grill, I know that the family would appreciate your attendance. Our prayers continue to go out to Sergeant Nick Reisner and Officer Max Dotson with the Sheffield Police Department. I also want to let you know that the visitation for 16-year-old Isaiah Campbell of Lexington, Alabama, will take place from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Elkins East Chapel in Center Star, Alabama, this afternoon. The funeral will be Sunday at 2 p.m. at Lexington High School Gym in Lexington, Alabama, with the burial at Blue Water Cemetery. Again, we want to express our deepest condolences to the family of Isaiah Campbell, just 16 years old. As I mentioned, Scott Leeson with Never Lose Sight will be joining me here on the Mark White Show today. After I talk to Scott Leeson, we will have the second installment of Cora's Corner. I hope that you will continue to listen in as Cora, my 7-year-old daughter, reads you a story. All right, here we go. My interview with Scott Leeson with Never Lose Sight. Scott was born in Chicago, Illinois, and at a young age moved to Newport Beach, California, where he grew up surfing, water skiing, and spent his free time in the ocean. When Scott was 20 years old, he joined the U.S. Navy, where he served honorably for 7 years. In 1993, while working at a convenience store, Scott was shot in the head during a robbery. The bullet missed Scott's brain but resulted in the loss of both of his eyes and his sense of smell. Though Scott has faced many challenges adapting to the loss of his sight, the activity he missed most was being involved in sports. In 2007, Scott began water skiing again, this time as a blind athlete. In 2008, he received CAF Operation Rebound support for his water ski training. He has competed in multiple Ironman races and was the sole visually impaired athlete on Team USA at the ISA World Adaptive Surfing Championship presented by Team CAF, which is Challenged Athletes Foundation. In 2018, he made history as the first ever blind water skier in the World Wake Association event. I'd like to welcome Scott Leeson to the Mark White Show. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad to be here. Looking forward to sharing my story about Operation Rebound that supported me in becoming a para athlete.
What an amazing story you have. And as I told you before we started the interview, my show is about encouraging and inspiring others as we talk. There is somebody out there listening right now. They need encouragement and inspiration. People need to be motivated, and they need to feel like they have purpose in this life and that there's hope for them. And that's what I hope that this interview, Scott, can do for somebody who's listening right now.
I'll do my best job at it. But as you say, that's what Operation Rebound does for the injured military personnel, first responders, disabled veterans like myself. And it was going to Challenge Athletes Foundation and Operation Rebound really turned my life around after being blinded.
Share your experience as a member of the U.S. Navy prior to being shot, and then what happened through the process of you recovering from that robbery at the convenience store those many years ago.
Served in the Navy during peacetime. I joined at 20 years old, and it was one of the best decisions in my life because I learned all kinds of organizational skills and leadership skills, and traveled the Western Pacific and sought other countries to drive home the fact that I'm fortunate to be a U.S. citizen. And I grew up as a man in the Navy, as they say. And my Navy experience was a smart choice and a good decision in my life. After I got out of the Navy, I kicked around in community college, and I was working retail and then construction and then and truck driving. And I did a lot of different type jobs and stuff. And then in 92, I was working down here in San Diego and lost the job I had with construction. And so I relocated to La Quinta, California, out by Palm Springs, where my dad had rental property. And I stuck myself there. And then I took the job at the convenience store, which was the only little store the unincorporated area at the time. It's all built up now, but it was the only little store there. And I thought, you know, with my retail experience, I got a job there. And then also, I thought it also a good way to meet people to maybe get a job with construction, or, and I did apply with the city as a park landscaper or street crew, but, and then no openings and left an interest card, and I was supposed to get, you know, being one of the first people to get applications if there were openings. And meanwhile, I started in March of 93 working at the convenience store, and then went that was in La Quinta, and then went to the Indio store where I got some training to be an assistant manager, and then came back to the La Quinta store. And then on July 4th of 93, I was working the graveyard in relief of the graveyard guy that quit. And I took the graveyard until we trained someone new for the graveyard shift. And around 2 a.m. in the morning, there were two gang members that came in the store. And we're holding up the store, and I cooperated, and I held my hands up, and there was a customer on the that they had face down on the floor, and I opened the drawer and I stepped back and put my hands up, and the next I just the only words I hear, you know, you got the money, you know, and then the drawer. When he grabbed the money, the drawer flew on the floor, and I was looking at it as it, you know, flew to the floor, and all of a sudden there was a big white flash. And then I heard the customer yelling, he's shot in the leg, and I realized I'd been shot in the head. And so I leaned against the counter and sat down, and then the customer came over and got on the phone and called 911. And I stayed conscious during the whole time. And luckily for me, the bullet entered the left temple, but just severed the left optic nerve and destroyed the right eye, and then destroyed my olfactory nerve. So right away, they had to remove the right eye. And then, so I got a prosthetic eye, and then the left eye shrunk. So now I wear two prosthetic eyes, and I have no smell. But I always say I'm it missed my brain, but everybody questions that for some reason. Yeah, they worked really hard, and they found all four perpetrators, and all four were convicted.
Awesome.
Lucky to be alive and stuff. So I was visited by people from the Braille Institute, and they told me about a school. And so within 8 weeks of being blinded, I was at a school learning how to use a cane and learning Braille and learning my living skills. Yeah, I went right to work. I'm lucky to be alive. So
here's the thing that I'm hearing, Scott. When it happened at the convenience store and you were shot, you knew what was going on around you. You were conscious. What was going through your mind, say, days after it happened, a couple of weeks after it happened? What were you thinking about?
My thoughts were, well, what am I going to do now? You know, my experience in life, I hadn't seen a lot of visually impaired people on the streets and stuff. So my thoughts were, well, what am I going to do now? You know, and also I had two small children at the time, 6 and 13 at the time. So I was worried about that and worried about what I'm going to do until I finally went to the first school and they were teaching me adaptive skills for blindness. And the insurance company wanted me to learn those skills before I could live alone. You know, being independent all that time, a man 37 years old, and now I'm having to have someone babysit me. I worked really hard to learn the living skills. And so, yeah, I went to a live-in program that was 7 months long. You lived in during the week and went home on the weekend. And I did that for 7 months, and even went took a vocational rehab contract through Workman's Comp to be trained as a self-defense instructor for the blind. I went through that program for a year, and they did not certify me or hire me. So that was in the L.A. area, and then I moved back to San Diego and kicked around in college for a while again. And then I fell into that taking the wrong journey. And, you know, because, I mean, anger was probably the biggest feeling I had, because there was no reason to shoot me. I cooperated and everything. I wasn't doing anything. I mean, and so it was just cold-blooded. And so I was pretty angry about that. And then also I was thinking life passing me by and stuff, and I felt lonely. So I started hanging around the people that I knew before, but they were involved with drugs and alcohol and going to the casinos. And I hung around them for like about 4 years, and it ended up to be the bottom of the barrel was they ended up stealing my car and leaving me stranded, and then I had to be put in under conservatorship and live in a independent care facility. And so that was my bottom, and at that point I realized I needed to change my life, and I disconnected myself from all those people, and I bought exercise equipment. Since I had tried gyms, you know, it's just dangerous for me to be walking around blind and maybe bumping into myself or bumping into someone. So I did buy exercise equipment and then started going to a blind community center here in San Diego. And they had programs of water skiing and surfing. And I grew up surfing since I was 10 years old. Did a little water skiing in high school, but not since then. And both those programs were jumping points for me becoming a para-athlete. At the water ski program that I attended, I met a gentleman named Harry Cordellis, who mentored me and told me all about a U.S. disabled water ski competition. So the light bulb went off, and so I went and found a place in San Diego where I could train, and that is the San Diego Mission Bay Aquatic Center. And then I had to find a resource for, you know, like a grant so that I could afford the training, and that's when it brought me to Challenge Athletes Foundation. So I went to Challenge Athletes Foundation with a goal and a dream of qualifying and competing in the U.S. Disabled Water Ski Nationals.
Folks, we're talking to Scott Leeson. He has an amazing story. He is affiliated with Challenged Athletes Foundation, and if you've been listening, I'm sure you're quite amazed at his recovery and what he is now doing. We're going to talk more about that and his competition that he started taking on through Challenged Athletes Foundation. We'll be right back in just a minute. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to
BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
She drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Let's talk about this defending of the world championship. Tell us about it.
So I made the world championship in 2019 in October down in Cancun, Mexico. And then the pandemic happened. And so 2020, I listened to what they were saying, you know, just so I stayed home. I didn't compete all of 2020. And then the season for wakeboarding started at the Western Regionals was the end of April. And so I've got to qualify for the Nationals through my regional. So my regional is Western Region, being from San Diego, California. Went out and, competed. And I did have a sighted competitor that was a one-legged amputee from the knee down. So, that's the first time I had any competition at the Western Regionals. And then, so the Nationals came up in July, the end of July, but I always wanted to go to one of the first, one of the number one wakeboard schools in the nation, which is the Freedom Wake Park in Orlando, Florida. And I flew out July 4th, which is the 28th anniversary of me being blinded. And I wakeboarded for a week there and then did the Southern Regional and got first there. And then my buddy Randy and I hung out in Florida and then went to the Nationals at the end of the month. And for the first time, it's my third Nationals. I have a third, I have a second, and now I have a first. I'm the National Stand-Up Adaptive Wakeboard Champion. And then, the Worlds were next in Callaway Gardens in Georgia. And because of all of a sudden, you know, while we were there, I didn't know what was going on because I wasn't watching the news, but COVID was blowing up again. And then we drove from Florida to San Diego, and then they postponed the Worlds from the end of August to the middle of September. And so I went
I ended up flying out there and then flying back and leaving my CNI dog Snickers behind at Camp Bow Wow. But yeah, and then I had a sighted competitor that was a amputee leg, and but still won. And so it was a very successful year as far as I'm concerned. But the biggest thing is the World Wake Association and the wakeboard community just loves to have me out there because I'm the only blind wakeboarder out there. And I guess I decently wakeboard, so I get respect from them. And they handed me, I mean, Sean Murray, who is a legend in the sport, has a YouTube channel in which he teaches and coaches wakeboarding. But he got with me, handed me a wakeboard, a hyperlight wakeboard with bindings and stuff, and it was autographed by 150 people. And then there's a BB talk system where I wear a helmet and speakers and a microphone, and the coach on the boat can hear me and talk to me. And he was coaching me on fundamentals and probably videoed that. And then when I was packing up, he said, here, this is your own BB talk system. So I just felt so loved, so respected, so included, you know, into the wakeboard community. And it was a fantastic year, you know, and after being, you know, staying home and not going anywhere for a year and a half or so, and then coming out and doing my wakeboarding, it was very, living my best life, as they say, you know, and very enjoyable. So anyway, so.
I know, Scott, that you mentioned that this accomplishment, this achievement means a lot to you in many ways, more than just an award, but at what it does for you overcoming the challenge of blindness.
So everybody's like helping me on land, you know, guiding me around. I didn't have my dog with me, but even with my dog, you know, I get help. But I left my dog behind, my CNI dog, Snickers, and then I was using my cane. So they're guiding me. And so they're helping me on and off the boat and so on and so forth. But when I get on that line and I'm out there behind the boat, yeah, buddy, I'm having a great time. You know, I don't feel like I'm blind anymore. I just feel like I'm just one of the wakeboard people, you know, enjoying wakeboarding. And it frees me from blindness. It does really free me from blindness. I forget I'm blind and I'm just having a great time wakeboarding. And that's what it means. That's the deepest, meaningful part of wakeboarding that means the most to me. So, and at the Nationals, they actually had NBC and Fox down there and, you know, finding out about my story. And then they actually, you know, filmed me, you know, wakeboarding. And it was at the tournament lake. And this year has just been so awesome. I just feel so loved and so welcomed. And, you know, and yeah, everybody tells me I'm inspiring, but really, you know, I'm doing this because, you know, I'm fighting off the anger that I felt the way I was blinded. And I'm fighting off the depression of blindness that comes with, you know, being kind of secluded in some ways and everything. So. But, I'm being out there and just feeling like just another, you know, wakeboarder dude or another, you know, person out there is so healing for me. And, the wakeboard community is really like we're wrapped their arms around me. And I really feel loved and respected and welcomed, you know, and included, you know, being someone that's disabled. So it's awesome. It's awesome. And so now I'm going to have. I don't even have to change the title of my GoFundMe page for next year.
Well, I'm going to tell people now how to find out more information about you. I want you to follow Never Lose Sight. And also you can go to Challenged Athletes Foundation, Operation Rebound, and find out more about Scott at the challengedathletes.org website.
Yeah. Did you see the picture I had with Nico?
I did. That was awesome.
Wasn't that cool?
I love it.
Yeah. They had a banner and everything. They were congratulating me on my Yeah, Operation Rebound. Nico's been with me, you know, it's been 16 years that they've been supporting me with all my water sports and everything. So Challenged Athletes Foundation, Operation Rebound, and Challenged Athletes Foundation for the able, I mean, anybody else, but Operation Rebound is for injured military personnel, first responders, and disabled veterans like myself. And they've hung with me 16 years. And I mean, I wouldn't be able to accomplish all this without them. So I'm so grateful to them. So that's what that picture was all about with Nico.
This is really cool. I'm glad that you called me, Scott.
You know, the most important thing in life is about showing gratitude. No, you got to be grateful to people that, you know, are like reaching out, and it's important. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to be alive. You know, I'm grateful that God had a plan for me. I'm grateful to Challenge Athletes Foundation, the Mission Bay Aquatic Center, the World Wake Association, and Nico. And I mean, it goes on and on, all the people that, you know. And so I can't help but showing my gratitude by working hard and, you know, and accomplishing stuff. You know, and it's not for me. It's because all these people really support me and believe in me. So that's what drives me. That's what motivates me. Shows like yourself that spotlight us and let us show the world that, you know, no matter what you're going to go through, and I mean, you can move on. You know, you just need to find the resources and the people that will support you and stuff. And I've been very fortunate to find all the right resources and everything. So anyway, and I wanted to thank you for your support, because I've seen you. I mean, we did that one interview, but you're seeing my stuff and you repost it. And I'm grateful, you know.
Well, so, I haven't forgotten about you, Scott. You're still on my radar.
No, I know you haven't. Yeah, no, you haven't. And also, all the Operation Rebound athletes, we got plenty of them. So,
yes.
But anyways, yeah, well, thanks, Mark.
All right, buddy.
Well, anyways, Mark, I just wanted to reach out and express my gratitude, okay?
Thank you, my friend. You take care of yourself.
And thank you, Mark.
All right, take care.
All right. Keep up the good work.
Yes, sir, I will. We'll see you later.
All right. Later, bro.
When we come back, we're going to have the second episode of Cora's Corner. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658. Welcome to Cora's Corner. This week we're picking up where we left off with The Tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter.
Peter was most dreadfully frightened.
He rushed all over the garden, for he had forgotten the way back to the gate. He lost one of his shoes among the cabbages and the other shoe amongst the potatoes. After losing them, he ran on four legs and went faster, so that I think he might have got away altogether if he had not unfortunately run into a gooseberry net and got caught by the large buttons on his jacket. It was a blue jacket with brass buttons, quite new. Peter gave himself up for lost and shed big tears, but his sobs were overheard by some friendly sparrows who flew to him in great excitement and implored him to exert himself. Mr. McGregor came up with a sieve which he intended to pop upon the top of Peter, but Peter wriggled out just in time, leaving his jacket behind him, and rushed into the tool shed and jumped into a can. It would have been a beautiful thing to hide in if it had not had so much water in it. Mr. McGregor was quite sure that Peter was somewhere in the tool shed, perhaps hidden underneath a flower pot. He began to turn them over, carefully looking under each. Presently, Peter sneezed, "Curdy-choo!" Mr. McGregor was after him in no time. Now that Mr. McGregor is on Peter Rabbit's trail, tune in next week to find out what happens to Peter Rabbit. You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner.
This week, we had four young people who were recognized with the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award. They were Jalen, Marley, Colt, and Brady. Congratulations to all of these young people, as the Mark White Show is happy to recognize them as cool kids. If you know a cool kid, someone who needs a little bit of encouragement, I'd love for you to send me some information about them. You can email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Just a couple of lines of how this young person is making a difference. You can send me a picture, and then we will recognize them with the Cool Kid Award. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening. I hope that it's been an encouragement to you. If it has, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. Of course, you can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.